Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got Dr. Philip von Mecklenburg-Blumenthal here on the show. He's a new friend, and he's Vice President of Sales at Freightos, an online freight marketplace. He's got a doctor's degree in logistics. How about that? Did you know they could do that? You know you could get a PhD in logistics? Well, he's got one, maybe the only one in the world, and he's been spending his career doing those things, and I've asked him to join us to talk about some of the new stuff that's going on out there in logistics. Dr. Philip von Mecklenburg, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to join your show.
It's good to have you here. So I remember a moment for me on logistics was when I heard somebody about 20 years ago, maybe a little longer, say that they'd figured out how to make a refrigerator as efficient as possible. They couldn't make it any lighter, any stronger, any colder, any more insulated. They'd done everything. They spent every nickel they could making that refrigerator deliver the most value for the customer at the least cost so they could make a profit. And they had run completely out of anything else they could do. And the only other thing they could do next to try to save money was literally the way they shipped the darn things, the logistics. Mm-hmm. So instead of putting more R&D into the refrigerators, and I'm using refrigerators metaphorically, instead of doing that, they just put more factories. they built a factory on one side, on the other side of the country, because it literally they could do that because of the logistics. I remember thinking what an interesting thing to think about how technology has changed things. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the you always have to think about, like, where you source things and where do you produce the product close to the customer, away from the customer. And that's something our customers are thinking of all the time. Basically, what is the total landed cost that you have when the goods are with your customer?
Mm-hmm.
And logistics, depending on how large and how valuable your goods are, play an important role. It's not only where it is, but also which transport mode you use. For example, large items where basically logistics costs are a huge percentage of your total landed cost.
Right.
For refrigerators, for any kind of furniture, you probably would go with something where you're more cost sensitive, which means especially internationally with some ocean valuable, you're probably very concerned about how long it takes to get it to your customer. You would choose something like rather an express or like an air shipment for that.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, there's so much involved in the shipping with the cost of trucks, with the cost of fuel, with the cost of regulations, and all that stuff. Those things, a manufacturer has less control over those things than they do over their product, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, and it's not only this, basically, that where you produce has also an impact. I mean, domestically, obviously, in terms of your cost of production, but internationally, you have some regulations of importing. For example, we're faced with this every time. Who would know that when importing, for example, colored pencils, you have an import fine of 110%. On those. So basically you pay 110% of the goods value when you import them, and obviously this doesn't make it any more profitable.
Right.
And some of these regulations that you need to be careful before importing.
So what are, you've identified some mistakes, some of the big mistakes people make when they're shipping things, especially internationally. What do you, talk to us about those.
Yeah, so there are three things I think you need to be careful about. First of all is when you ship, you want to know the quote in upfront. You want to know how much it costs. And that sounds very, very basic and very easy. However, in order to get a specific quote, you need to understand exactly what you want, meaning where is it picked up. And what we find often is that they get a quote from the factory says, yeah, you know what, we ship it to you from the factory, or we ship it to you from the port. And the differences can of these two terms, which seem to be very small, to like, well, the factory is not far from the port, it can't be so much different. It can be a tremendous difference.
Well, when I was in college, they taught us what FOB means. I mean, any business owner ought to know what free on board means, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And these Incoterms, free on board or ex works, is very important to understand. The second thing is
and by the way, in case you don't know, folks, FOB. If you're new to shipping, I'll start, Philip, and you can finish. FOB. So if I buy something from you, and you say okay, it's $1,000, and I say okay, is that FOB your dock or my dock? It's pretty simple, right, Philip? I mean, and if you say your dock, then I say okay, what's the freight going to cost? If you say my dock, then we're done. If I agree with the price, we're all good. We're golden.
Exactly. So this is you need to be very, very specific from where to where, and not only the cost but also the risk. Because if anything gets damaged during the way, you not only pay the freight cost but also have the full responsibility over the freight itself.
Right.
The freight itself. So it's very important to know this up front. The second thing to and then once you know all these details, is you want to probably not only get one quote, but you want to get two or three quotes. And this is something you often get quotes from logistics companies.
Multiple quotes, and is that multiple quotes if I'm buying or selling?
Independent. I mean, you want to bring the goods to the place, the one warehouse, whether it's shipped to your final customer,
right,
or directly to your final customer. So you want to compare the different quotes.
One of the things that his company Freightos does is that they help people manage their freight costs. And when we come back, I'm going to get Philip. We're going to improve that signal, and I'm going to get Philip to explain how that works, because this is a big deal, folks. You can shop around all day long to get the best deal on the product, but if you can't get it shipped properly, you got to know what, as he called it, your landed costs are. 20 after, right back with Philip von Mecklenburg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.